Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 107. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am broadcasting live from the basement in Cottage Grove, where I have my studio. Lindsay is in the WCCO Radio historic WCCO Radio building in the studio, making sure all of our guests get in and out on the John Schuster information weather that is going to keep you and your family safe. And speaking of safe, make sure you all are safe while you are out racing and enjoying the Twin Cities Marathon. We are at record temperatures today. Okay. The record was set back in 1922 at 89 degrees. We're going to exceed that today. So listen, none of us are as young as we used to be. While you are out and about doing your thing, I want you guys to stay and be safe. Now, listen, one of the things that I used to enjoy doing when I first moved to Minneapolis is going downtown. Sean and I were young, had just moved here from the South, and we would go down to Gaviday Commons and have lunch, and we would go to the movie theater, and then afterwards we would do some people watching. You know, we would go to the clubs and dance on the speakers, and you know, it was just a great time to be downtown Minneapolis, man. Everything was happening. You know, we wouldn't even know who was performing. We would just, you know, take the extra money that we had because we didn't have kids or a mortgage at the time, you know, those days. And we would just go in there and say, who's performing today? Oh, Anthony Hamilton. We'll take two tickets. Who's doing comedy today? Oh, let's just get a couple of tickets. We would sit down at the Palomino and just enjoy ourselves and look out of the window. And it was just a great time. Rooftop patios abound. And maybe about 3-4 years ago, Sean's friend D.L. Hughley was performing downtown Minneapolis, and we went to go see him and Cedric the Entertainer, the original Kings of Comedy. And I just remember being down there, and I looked at Sean, and I said, I don't feel safe. I said, I don't feel safe. And listen, I'm a product of the inner city. I grew up in the projects. I live out in the burbs now. But, you know, let's be honest, I'm a hood chick. So it takes a lot to make me feel unsafe. And I didn't feel safe. And I told him, unless they do better about protecting people who come to Minneapolis to party, I don't know if I want to come back down here. And that was a private conversation that we had that I had not planned to share with anybody until I saw this new documentary that came out yesterday that Rick Capella put together. And I said, he's saying out loud the stuff that I was thinking about and saying in private. Well, since the elephant's in the room and we all talking to the elephant, let me get Rick on the show. And he is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Rick Cupcella, thank you for being here on the Shaletta Show today.
Shaletta, I got to tell you, that entry into this conversation was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm beautiful, and everything I do and say is beautiful. It's probably the best intro you're ever going to get. You know, I've seen you all over on CARE, on KSTP, in the Star Tribune, but nobody's going to do you like I do you. So I'm so glad that you made some time for me today.
Oh, hey, I'm happy to.
Okay, now we got to talk about a precarious state. Documentaries are long and they take a lot of work. Like, we enjoy them, we consume them, but it takes years of putting video together and getting people to talk to you on camera and getting people to trust you. I don't care that you're an Emmy Award winning journalist and you've been doing this for decades. To get somebody to say yes to a documentary and to put all the energy and effort behind it, that takes a lot of work. So you've got this precarious state. It's your documentary. You've taken the 30 years that you have of experience as a journalist, and you've poured it into this piece, this body of work. It came out yesterday. For anybody who didn't have the advantage of seeing it yet, talk to me about A Precarious State.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I mean, it's born out of a lot of what you were speaking to at the start here. You know, I've been here a long time. I've lived in the Twin Cities more than 36 years at this stage, okay? And I love it. I want you to understand. I mean, we have made decisions over and over again, my wife and myself, to stay because we love this place. And we raised kids here. And, everybody went through, I mean, literally pretty much all over the world and definitely all over the United States. We went into this kind of post-pandemic situation, and we knew, everybody knew it was off, you know, it was not right. And, you know, we were praying that we're going to get through it and, you know, everything's yeah. going to be fine. And I was one of those people. And I had several businesses after I left news back in 2009, and we sold most of them mercifully. And the last one we had to just close because of the pandemic. And I took some time off, you know, and I went to visit my family. This was in 2023.
Okay.
And I went to visit family out on the East Coast and on the West Coast and down South. And I came back up here and it hit me like a brick. This place is not rebounding.
Mm-mm.
It's not rebounding. And I just came from like four different cities that were rebounding, right? And I was like, when you come out of these places that are like thriving and you walk into your home place and you realize, wow, this isn't right. It's not right. And it started there. Okay. And mm-hmm, I mean, I took some time. I took about, 3 months, and I told my wife, I'm just going to work on this. I just want to work on that. I'm going to figure this out.
And, well, okay. Stop. At that point, did you know it was a documentary, or did you say, you know what, I'm just going to see where this leads me? I mean, talk to me about that process.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it. The way you approach this, it was natural. Right. And it was, like, I had the ability, and that's rare, you know, to like not have to have a job right now. Mm-hmm, I had an ability to do that, and I spent it on the kind of stuff, and my wife would tell you, my kids would tell you, you know, I get in on something, I get focused on something. It's dog with bone. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just started getting into it. Hang on one second. You guys, are you okay? Okay. If you want to get down there, you just take this and let me know because the keys. All right. So she gave me a rope, you know, and I kept working on it, and I just kept learning things. And there was one thing in particular that hit me fairly early. I'd say in the first 3-4 months, I came upon this data that was about Bureau of Labor Statistics data. Okay. So what they've been doing this pre versus post pandemic health checkup of major markets. And I thought, I'll be damned, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And I got all their data and I went through it. And I got people who were real familiar with it to help me make sure I wasn't misunderstanding things. And what it was telling me was, you know, the Twin Cities has for decades, you know, with the question the Bureau of Labor Statistics was asking people was, in these major markets, they're asking the people who run, you know, payroll employment in the markets,
yeah,
and they're saying, where are you today relative to where you were in February of 2020 with payroll employment in your market? And the market, what they were looking at in our case, was the 12 county Minnesota counties around,
okay,
the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you today relative to where you were in February of 2020, just before the pandemic? And our answer was net negative at that time, net negative like 36,000 payroll employees since the pandemic. Now, if you, first of all, what that did was it put us in a ranking that was like, of the 49 markets, we were somewhere between 45 and 48 out of 49. Normally, the answer would be we are 12th in the country. We are 13th in the country because of for our size, right? We were equal with our size and we showed up equal with our size. Now, payroll employment does not show up equal with our size. It puts us, for much of this year, our city, our Twin City metro area, was ranked 48th out of 49. The only market in America performing worse was San Francisco. Okay?
Mm.
And they've had some notable challenges in this country, and we're just one step behind them. Meanwhile, if you looked at the top 14 markets on this 49 list, those top 14 markets had added 2.7 million, almost 2.8 million net new jobs over February of 2020. And we were saying we're minus. We're still not at parity with where we were in 2019. And that when I got that data and I was able to validate that data with other sources and people that know how this stuff is put together, it was like this is a big challenge. This is not normal. And that's where I started to run. That's when I just started collecting data from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you got, it sounds like you had a chance to see this story.
I did. Okay. We got to take a quick break because I got some questions and stuff about it. And then I also want to talk about, you know, some of the interviews. Okay. So we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, more with Rick Capcella about his new documentary that just came out yesterday, A Precarious State, right here on Shalette Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's rare that you get an opportunity to see a new documentary coming out about your hometown. I love documentaries. The last good one I saw before this recent one was Broadcast Wars. Kathy Werzer's documentary came out on TPT. It's still available online, nominated for a couple of Emmys. If you haven't seen that one, go out, check it out. That is so local to Minnesota. You'll love it. This new one, I tell you, it's ripping the Band-Aid off and we are bleeding. And I guess we knew we were injured, but we had the Band-Aid on and we really didn't want to pay attention to it because, you know, Minnesotans love to look away and be positive. Nobody wants to be a Debbie Downer. But a precarious state really takes a deep dive into what the hell is going on in our town, what is happening in our city. We all see it and feel it. Rick is talking about it. It's a conversation that needs to happen, but we don't necessarily want to have it. Rick, a precarious state came out yesterday on several broadcast outlets, including Channel 5 right here in the Twin Cities. Your documentary, what's been the feedback so far? What are you hearing from people?
It's been pretty amazing. It's not an easy story to tell, right? Because of everything you're saying. And, you know, Minnesotans, there's a lot of pride with Minnesotans, and a lot of that is legitimately earned pride. And there's also, as you've alluded to, there's a certain level of, exceptionalism in our culture, which is fine. And frankly, it's been, you know, lionized by folks like Garrison Keillor. You know, all the kids are above average, right? And this is just a story that says, okay, but let's take a minute and let's measure what is happening right now, because it's profound in many directions. And it doesn't end well if we don't recognize it, we don't figure it out, and act on it. Now, I say all of that not knowing myself for sure if, you know, maybe Minnesotans know exactly what's going on and maybe they're okay with it. I don't know. But I'm going to figure that out in the course of, you know, the weeks ahead for sure.
Now, the project, you spent 2 years working on this documentary, about 30 people. Had some amazing producers and executive producers on the team. Here's the thing. What did we find out that we didn't already know about what is happening and what is going on in our town?
Yeah. People know things aren't right. I'd say that's about as deep as it goes. I don't know that they know, for instance, that today in our schools, this affects so many things. in our schools today. We were number six in the nation in the mid-teens, 20-teens, and today we're 17th, okay? And if you want to get more specific, you know, our kids tested at the standardized times and the standardized grades every year are now being beaten by reading skills out of Louisiana and Mississippi. Okay, Peter Hutchinson in this story, former superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, said, you know, 5 years ago we would have laughed if anybody said we would be beaten by or even equal to what was going on in Mississippi and Louisiana in education scores. You know, we would have laughed. But today, it's not just that we're you know, at this, what we used to consider way behind program, we're being beaten by that program. And I think there's a lot of things people don't fully recognize. I mean, and you were talking about feeling safe. You know, we open this thing and talk about a particularly violent fight on the streets of Minneapolis. It was 68 gunshots in 45 mm-hmm. seconds. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that looked like, you know, Mogadishu stuff. You know what I mean? It looked like seriously, a lethal problem. I still don't know if anybody died in that, because that is technically, you know, an open case mm-hmm. that has not been determined. But it was stunning to watch. And I don't think that they think of 19th and Nicollet like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you say, what did we not know? I think there's a lot of stuff we don't know. And we certainly couldn't quantify until, you know, all of this stuff gets brought to the table and shown.
And people can get more information at precariousstate.com. You've got more installments coming. What did you, because you put your heart, soul, and pinky toe in what I saw on KSTP. What more do you have on this documentary? Is this, you know, is this going to be a series? Are there more communities? Are there more counties that you're going to be highlighting? Mm-hmm. What's next?
Yeah. Well, we're looking at, I mean, we're going to do a more in-depth piece just on St. Paul specifically. You know, that was kind of overrun by the Minneapolis data we had and some of the broader Twin Cities data. So we want to look close there. We also want to go deeper on this relationship between the Democratic Farmer Labor Party and the Democratic Socialists of America, which are two very different things. But they both show up as DFL on ballots, on things like the city council, and the public doesn't really this is another big thing. I think the public does not understand. You know, it took me months to figure out that, wait a minute. Initially, I kept discounting it because I was like, well, there's only four people on the city council in Minneapolis that are endorsed by the DSA, which is, you know, a very far left. They stand for things like releasing all incarcerated people, closing all jails, things like this. Very, like, I think most people in Minnesota would not think that they're electing folks with those kinds of values and beliefs and objectives mm-hmm. To their city council. And so what we were able to do, though, was figure out that there's actually a lot of other people that don't go out and say, hey, I'm with the Socialist Party, and vote for me. They say they're with a different party, and they show up and they vote with that socialist agenda regularly. And mm-hmm. and I think, you know, there's more to understand about what that is and what is exactly happening and what do they really want to happen. And there's a public cool with that, you know?
Yeah. So for people who missed the documentary, A Precarious State, it aired on Thursday. Can they go to the website to get it? It is a 1 hour documentary. Rick Capcella and his team put it together. It is definitely a conversation starter, something to talk about, something to see. And then I always like, you know, just seeing local, documentaries that highlight our community, our town, seeing people that we know and love talk, seeing places that we visited, and hearing someone else's perspective, because then we can you know, bounce that idea off of what we feel or what we think, or, you know, how these things have impacted our lives. So where can people go to see it if they missed it yesterday? Missed it Thursday? Is there still an opportunity to see it on the website?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you got it on precariousstate.com. Precariousstate.com. Mm-hmm. It's on demand there. You can pick it up there. You can watch it. You can, you know, watch it over lunch, or you can, you know, watch half of it now and another half later, or whatever you want to do. You can get it on demand. And, you know, there we'll be releasing incremental stories. It's not going to be like incremental documentaries. At least I have no idea.
Okay.
Like that right now. And so, you know, yeah, you talk about, and I did reference before, we've had, you know, over 30 contributors to the work. But I want to be clear. Year one was just me, dog with bone, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, literally alone, you know. And then as I learned more, I started saying, well, I got to start getting some of this on tape, like right now. I got to talk to people. I got to get some interviews down. I got to show some things get people interested in what this is, and to see if there's really a there based on reception of what I'm showing. And at the this bigger number of like getting into 30, that's all within the last probably 4 months of the effort. You know, it was like, okay, we're gonna get this. We're gonna get this out to the public. We want to do it, you know, sooner rather than later. And how many people do we need to get in here to get what done? What's your job? You know what I mean? And and so it's been a full court press the last several months.
Okay, now, I was reading one story when I was getting ready for the interview, and they said, did you plan to do a live online conversation with the Q&A about the film? Have you set a date for that?
Say that again. Say that. What are you describing?
A live Q&A, online Q&A. About the film. So, are you planning that?
Well, we did that. We did that immediately after the documentary aired.
Oh, I missed it. God,
dog.
Night.
Now, but that is also recorded, and it's something you can watch at precariousstate.com.
Okay. All right. Precariousstate.com, about to get a whole lot of clicks. I cannot wait to get online and see it. Congratulations. I know that putting a documentary together is no easy task, and getting it aired is a whole nother feat. So thank you for putting your heart and soul into this, for shining a spotlight on something that we definitely probably didn't want to talk about or see. But, you know, if we don't know our history, we're going to be doomed to repeat it. So I thank you for being on the show. I thank you for putting this body of work out and sharing it with us. And I can't wait to go and watch the Q&A now.
Hey, I just want to thank you again. Your reception, your openness to looking deeper and, you know, having a conversation about this. This is the whole end game as far as I'm concerned, because it's these kinds of conversations, and not just the broadcast ones, that really will bring people along to understand better.
Yeah, it moves the needle, and it gets us talking, and it makes us uncomfortable. But you know what? Nothing happens when we are all comfortable. We have to step outside our comfort zone. We have to step outside the box, and we have to have these conversations, whether we want to or not. So I thank you for pushing us a little bit forward and waking us up and allowing us to hold a mirror up and to see what's going on and how we can all be a part of the solution, so we don't have to keep talking about the problem. Rick Capcella, A Precarious State, new documentary highlighting our town, our community, and the people who live in it. You can get more at precariousstate.com. It is 1:33. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back with weather.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me tell you something. Day after day, I am more confused as an entrepreneur. I'm telling you. I was going over my books with my accountant. And I have a 60% decrease in earnings from this time last year to this time this year. It's not that the effort is not there. It's not that I'm still not out here working as hard as I possibly can. It's not that I'm not coming up with great creative ideas. Companies are cutting back. Some of the organizations I used to do business with, they aren't doing the marketing that they once did. And so my business is taking a hit. And I'm not alone. There's so many other businesses out there, small business owners like me in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, especially in BIPOC communities, who say, Shaletta, you know what? This time last year, I had 5 clients. I had 2 employees. I had a brick and mortar. This year, it's me and a part-timer, and we finished our lease out, and now we're doing everything virtually. So everybody is doing what they can to make sure that their business is still going, is still functional, and that we don't go out of business. And some of us who were thriving last year are just surviving this year. So when I found out about the Promise Act, I was like, okay, this is amazing. It is help for small business owners. It is run by some amazing organizations in town. And the opening is open. We can begin to apply. This is round 2. Some people have already gotten the funds in round 1. And so if you missed out on an opportunity, if you are a small business owner and you qualify for these funds, I need you to listen up. Because the thing that you've been praying for, the things that you've been hoping that you get a hold of, that you've been asking God for your business, this might be it right here. So Shahir Ahmed is joining from us from Neighborhood Development Center on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Shahir, thank you so much for being here.
Shaletta, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your show.
Now, we are talking about the Promise Act, and I need you to tell people, what in the world is the Promise Act? And I know that it is a fund that helps disadvantaged businesses reach their full potential. We're in round two right now. You can apply. We're in round two, but for some people, this is the first time that they're hearing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I take it high level, and thank you for the question, the Minnesota Promise Act is a state-funded small business revitalization program designed to support those small businesses you've been talking about and nonprofits in communities that have been most impacted by economic hardship. Historically, this, you know, if you think about the historically disadvantaged entrepreneurs, you know, this program is giving them access to the capital and resources they need to stabilize and grow. It provides grants and loans in specific areas, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Greater Minnesota. And what the goal is to promote the long-term stability, equity, and wealth building in our disinvested communities. You mentioned Neighborhood Development Center. I've been with Neighborhood Development Center 15 plus years. We are a 30 plus year old organization, here doing work in the Twin Cities, and our track record, the state, had chosen us as a transparent steward of equitable distribution, tasked with distributing $72 million in grants to these small businesses we're talking about.
Okay, you need to stop talking, sir.
Yep, go ahead.
You don't get to say distribute $72 million to small businesses right here in our state and then keep talking. Okay, we have to stop right there.
Yes, let's get into it.
That is a large number.
It is
an investment. That is not something that we are applying for that other businesses in New York or California or in Texas or Louisiana are applying for. That is Minnesota money. Where is that money coming from?
That money comes from the taxpayers' money. This is an appropriation that the state enacted in law in 2023. So these are tax dollars that are for entrepreneurs that are eligible within certain target geographies.
Okay. And so that money is available. You can apply right now. But there are some parameters. It's not just for everybody. Talk to me about who can apply for this money. And I'm going to give people the website so that if they are listening and they're at home working, most small business owners are Saturday, our kids are doing their thing. We may have a blended family. They may be with dad or mom. And now we're at home trying to catch up on email and stuff. So if folks are listening while we're talking, it's mnpromiseact.org. mnpromiseact.org. Now, who qualifies to apply, because the applications are open right now?
Yeah, great question. Businesses and nonprofits are eligible so long as they're located in designated areas that have been historically disinvested or disproportionately affected by economic hardship. So think about parts of South Minneapolis, parts of St. Paul, all of North Minneapolis. In D.C., we've been charged to focus on those areas. And so these businesses, Shaletta, should demonstrate that they have or that they serve or they are rooted in these disadvantaged communities. Okay. And they will have to show, you know, submit the submission of financial documents such as taxes. Okay, that's going to be some of the requirements, but they can see the listeners, you can go to the website and see the full list of eligibility criteria.
Okay, they've got the Metro Grant Program that's distributing $72 million in grants, the Metro Loan Program, which is distributing $22.2 million in loans to small businesses, and then the Greater Minnesota Programs, which is the Minnesota Initiative Foundation. They're managing the Greater Minnesota Grant and Loan Programs through six partner organizations, each serving specific regions. That information is on mnpromiseact.org. Okay, now Shahir, yes. We got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, here's what I want to talk about. Because for small business owners, we ain't got time to be sitting down filling out all this paper. Okay, we got to open the store. We got to close the store. We got to do the work. We cooking and we washing dishes. And then we got to get home and cook and wash our own dishes. And so a lot of times, it's not that we don't qualify. We don't have the time. But Neighborhood Development Center has a lot of opportunity and people who are helping small business owners fill these applications out, make sure they are in compliance, make sure they have everything they need, whether they need to scan documents or they need to fill out essays or they need to make sure that all their ducks are in a row with their taxes. You all are handicapping this thing for us so that we don't sit down and feel overwhelmed and give up. We're going to talk more with Shahir about that when we come back. It is 1:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Shahir Ahmed on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the Minnesota Promise Act. It is helping disadvantaged businesses reach their full potential. Round two of the Promise Act grant is officially open. You can go to mnpromiseact.org to apply. And one of the things, Shahir, that we were talking about before the commercial break was that a lot of small businesses just don't have the time to sit down and fill out an application. Not if we want to keep our businesses going, right? And a lot of times when we do sit down to finally get a chance to fill it out, we look at it and we feel overwhelmed by it because art may be our thing, or marketing, like me, that's my thing. Cooking might be somebody's thing. Sewing may be somebody's thing. It's not filling out paperwork. That's not our thing. And so while we may be good business owners, you know, We're not, you know, folks who sit down and fill out grant applications. We're not grant writers. We're not RFP writers. And so, you know, we'll give up on that, on that note alone. But the one thing that I found out is the reason that I invited you on the show was not just to tell people that the monies are available and that the application is open and they can go to mnpromiseact.org to apply, but that you have assistance at Neighborhood Development Center for anybody who wants to fill out the application. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So, and then let me also say, Shaletta, if you don't mind, is that this grant application is not a traditional grant application or RFP. There's no essay that's needed. There's really, it's really straightforward questions, answer questions, yes and no. A lot of the questions are. But if you do need help, this program is designed to meet you where you are. We have information sessions and technical assistance workshops, both in person and online. We've got also, you can go to our website and you'll see our community partners. We have over 15 official community partner organizations throughout the three geographies, that's being North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, and St. Paul, that are alongside us working with applicants to help cross T's and dot I's on what you need to get your application completed and submitted before the deadline.
I so appreciate that. If you go on mnpromiseag.org, there is a drop-down menu. It says resources, and there's an application help center. It talks about the overview, the eligibility, the process. And here's the thing, it is that, you know, nobody wants to take the time to fill out an application and then they forgot to upload a document, or they put something in incorrectly, and then all of a sudden you get denied. That's you know, one of the most heartbreaking and frustrating things as an entrepreneur, when you know you have access, you know you qualify, but you just feel something out wrong. You know, are you going to stand alongside and walk people through these applications until the end?
Absolutely. They have so the portal is open from the application portal is open from September to December 14th. So there's more than enough time for right now. We will sit with you individually. You'll get some individual one-on-one time. We will go through each question. We will assist you in uploading your documents. And you can do that in person at our office on Dell and University in St. Paul, or again, the drop down list of official community partner organizations. You can walk into their door with an appointment or walk in, and we can get you support that you need to complete the application one on one.
Okay, so this is round two. Round one has already happened. What was the thing that tripped up the entrepreneurs the most so that people who are getting ready to apply can prepare? The one thing that I heard, is that people were saying, I didn't know I had to have my taxes done. I was like, how you won't have your taxes done? You are in business. Well, I just hadn't had a chance to do it. You know, I'm running this business by myself and, you know, I lost my cook. So I've been cooking and running a register, but you still have to have your taxes done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because these are state tax dollars, you are required to ensure that your state registration for your business is updated and you will need tax documents. Absolutely. Just to answer that straight and directly.
Anything else that people need to make sure that they have, you know, that is in working order and everything before they come to your office to sit down? Because another thing we don't have is time to keep going back and forth. I don't want people to go up there and they don't have the taxes done, or they don't have their, you know, from Secretary of State's office, that they're in good standing with the state. Like, what are some of the other things that they need to make sure that they have before they take the time to close down that shop, come up there and get started with the application process?
Yeah, you're going to need to. So this program is all about empowering and equipping, right? And so we want to ensure that you have your documentations in order, so that includes your tax documents. Make sure that if you, depending on your business legal entity, you would need your business bank account information, all of those things that really are the normal business operational documentation. You will need those documents. And again, this is listed specifically on our website. And then, Shaletta, you mentioned the first round. We did complete the first round. We were able to get over 650 awarded applications, which is huge, in the tune of over $9.5 million are right now in the hands of entrepreneurs.
Okay, so what's that process like from beginning of application to actually getting the money? How long does it take?
Yeah, it is a process, as you can imagine. Round one, for example, we had over 6,000 applications come through the door. Of those 6,000, about half of those were eligible, and so we were able to work through those applications. And that's we're anticipating that again this year. The laws have changed slightly, and so there's a little different eligibility criteria. So I encourage folks to go online to ensure that they are eligible. The first step is a quiz. You can take a quiz on the workshop, on the website, excuse me, that really helps you determine, is this the right opportunity before you even get into the full application? So we want to make sure that we're not wasting your time. You're not wasting your time as well. Take the quiz. That's the first thing. That's the first step.
All right, Shahir Ahmed with Neighborhood Development Center, getting the information out there to folks who are listening, who are streaming this online, who are listening on the radio, who may pull up the podcast later. The Minnesota Promise Act Round 2 applications are out and available. You can do that online, but you don't have to do it by yourself. Small business owner, Neighborhood Development Center, Shahir and his team are here with you to help. Now is the time to apply. Applications are open now through mid-December. And now they have an opportunity to sit down with you one-on-one after you take the quiz, if you qualify, to help you through the application process so you don't have to do it by yourself. Shahir, I'm going to give that website to the Promise Act again, mnpromiseact.org. That's where you can go to get the details. Now, how can people find you at Neighborhood Development Center? Because you do more than just help people with the Promise Act. You have so many resources and services for small business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in our 30 plus year as an organization, we do four main things. Training. We want to make sure that you're trained. You have the right education, the right resources to, if you're a startup business and thinking about getting into the marketplace, we have training classes and workshops designed to support you. We also, the second thing we do is we are CDFI, which means we're allowed to provide loan dollars and access to capital. So if you need some seed money and fuel money for your business, please apply for a loan through our loan products and programs. The third thing we do is wrap around business support services or technical assistance. So let's say you need help with your accounting and bookkeeping. You need help with your marketing and branding. We have programs designed for that. The fourth and final thing we do as an organization is create space for you to potentially be to get your business off the ground and work your business model. We create incubator spaces for entrepreneurs. And so, for instance, Midtown Global Market, if you're familiar with that facility, we own and operate that in partnership. And those businesses, those owners in the market square there are examples of the folks we serve.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Neighborhood Development Center, Minnesota Promise Act. You heard it here first. Help me spread the word to small business owners who need this valuable and timely resource and these funds. Now, listen, we've got another hour of the Shaletta Show. And of course, my friend Steve Thompson is coming up. My favorite part of the program. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.